Live, HIMS 16, Health Innovation Media, Conversa Booth, 11334, and I have Dr. Soon Sion. Now, I have to go back 5 or 6 years, maybe even 7, you gave a keynote at the National Library of Medicine Conference, and you were speaking about my body area network, my electrical signals around my body, broadcasting out my physiological signals to my mobile phone and then to my care team. Now, you founded and you're leading a company called NanHealth today, and you're doing some unbelievable things. So what I'd like to do is talk about what you're doing in the digital connectivity area, and then you're on the forefront of doing some very interesting things that I'm hearing through the grapevine around precision medicine. And I'm also doing a lot of work with Inova Health System, which has launched the Inova Center for Personalized Health, and we have Inova's Translational Medicine Institute, which is on the former campus of ExxonMobil, right on the Washington Beltway. So we're gonna start on the digital side of the solution and move into the precision medicine through this about 15-minute talk. Does that work for you?
That'd be great.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here.
You're welcome.
And NanHealth.
So talking about that talk that I gave at the National Library of Medicine, and then the talk before that I gave also at the Institute of Medicine. Where, you know, I think people looked at me sort of a little crazy, right? Talking about, I coined the term a human signal engine, that we are nothing else but, you know, waves, radio waves, and wave signals that we could capture and put into the digital environment. I was very serious, and that's exactly what NanHealth is. You'll see our booth over there. This year, we'll have captured 80 billion vital signs.
Eighty billion vital signs.
In which we've taken 32,000 medical devices, whether you're in a hospital or home, and written what you call APIs to it, so we can actually take the analog signal and transmit the data directly from the machine into the electronic medical record. We just launched that now in Singapore, a thing called Vitals Connects, where the nurses now move their blood pressure machines around, take the blood pressure of the patient. The result goes right into the machine, right into the electronic medical record, no recording by the nurse.
Unbelievable. You said 32,000 connections?
Correct. There's so many medical devices out there. This HIMSS conference epitomizes that. When I always talk about these medical bridges to nowhere. So the whole concept there was, where I'm going with the Moonshot program is, and you see this HIMSS now, I'm pleased to see, every other booth says the word precision medicine, right? 3 years ago, it was population health medicine.
Right.
But my view of population health management and precision healthcare is to monitor the patient at the speed of their biological clock, right? So think about that.
I am thinking about the speed of my biological clock. I'm with you.
Imagine you have cancer. I need to monitor the patient at the speed of the biological clock of that cancer cell as it's changing over time.
Now, I was listening to a keynote at the Precision Medicine Conference in Stanford, where every cell has a signal.
I think I'm allergic to your plants.
No, it's Wi-Fi. We're all allergic to Wi-Fi. So every cancer cell has, it's figured out how to turn off the eat me signal as one of the ways to propagate and stay in my body.
It's much more complex than that, but that's one of the signals.
So the work you're doing in cancer, and I'm very familiar with Dr. Trump at the Inova Shire Cancer Institute, and that he's growing and building there. So continue with the cancer moonshot discussion that you're doing in terms of aggregating data. NanHealth is on the web, and you're upstairs in the exhibit hall, I believe?
Yeah, so we're up there. What's the number of the booth? I have no idea.
5554 NanHealth in the upper exhibit hall at HIMSS 16, and now we're back after, I think I'm allergic to Wi-Fi. I don't know if there's any physiological data to support.
Maybe I shouldn't be drinking this. I'm not sure what they put in there. So let me just give you the way we see cancer, very much the way I saw the human signal engine.
Yes. Right?
So, when the human genome was completed in 2003, the whole world, so we now cured cancer because through the genomic analysis. What we didn't realize maybe we did realize but didn't appreciate the depth of the problem. It's not the gene.
Correct.
It's actually downstream of the gene called the protein, which means you need to get into the era of proteomics. So the moonshot is leapfrogging this entire nation into the era of clinical, what I call clinical genomal proteomics, where we need to measure the entire gene, but what the gene does downstream
Correct.
To the protein pathway, because that's where the drug works. If the drug doesn't work at the gene level, some few drugs may work at the gene level, but most drugs
Right.
work at the protein level. So if we do not know what protein is affected, we're then guessing by just doing the genetic signature. The trouble is, you're talking about 3 billion base pairs times 3 billion base pairs times 20,000.
That's a really big number, and it's a ton of data.
Ton of data, big number, but to get to I am the one, like the matrix, the protein. If you can get to the protein, and get to the protein that actually is either driving the cell or causing the tumor cell to hide, or don't eat me, you can educate your immune system to go eat the cancer.
Correct.
So, what is also scary, we've discovered that the cancer cell changes not over in time, but the same day. You could biopsy a cancer patient today, let's say with triple negative breast cancer, would be shown, and biopsy the patient at the breast, the lymph node, and a different site, and each cancer cell will show a different genomic signature. It's incredible.
They're chameleons, right? They're constantly mutating.
On the same day. So which mole are you going to whack? So this idea of targeted therapy and whacking a mole of what you call smart bombs is impossible because you have no idea what to bomb.
We need really smart bombs.
Well, you need a different strategy. You don't need smart bombs. You need a different strategy.
Okay.
Because our strategy is we've been trying to treat cancer by actually fighting the cell, when in fact your entire body has its own armamentarium to wipe out all the cells.
So
we need to actually treat the host, not treat the cancer.
The whole person.
The whole person. That's why I needed the human signal engine in order to capture big data, to move at the speed of your biological clock.
I am 100% with you, and you know, not many people. Not many people here can keep up with that because they're still living in the past. And William Gibson said the future's already arrived; it's just not evenly distributed. And you're on that space of figuring out what's going to work in the future by understanding all these functions going on from proteomics on up to the constant variability, and then figure out how to train the body. And college roommate is working on some of these epigenetic efforts to stimulate the body, and it's happening across many parts of the body, but the work you're doing to actually take that out of the lab and apply it through NanHealth is fascinating. So you've put together a number of synergistic companies, and now you're really focused on understanding the digital connections, but you're also really focusing on this me as an individual and how my body's constantly changing.
You know, it's interesting, I really want to talk about these as companies. I don't even view them as companies. You view them as tools towards a common goal, okay? Tools of the common goal is to actually induce what we call the memory cell in your body to actually fight this cancer and lead to the cure. That's what it is. It's a common, fundamental goal. And when I launched this drug called Abraxane,
yes.
People to this day don't fully realize or comprehend it was nothing to do with the drug or the company. It was to do with the fact that I found a pathway to the inner cell of the thing called the tumor microenvironment. And this drug, being a first protein nanoparticle, could activate a receptor on the blood vessel wall, open up a pathway through the blood vessel wall to the innards of the tumor microenvironment. That's why this drug is approved for breast cancer, lung cancer, pancreatic cancer. Why would you have one drug for all three different cancers? The only drug on the planet that actually has this in UK and the US, because it's actually found its way into the tumor microenvironment. To this day, I don't think doctors or oncologists actually appreciate that fact. They think of it as, well, there was Bristol Myers with Taxol and Sanofi with Taxotere. So this is really another version to go after the generic.
This is micro-personalization into the fundamental function of the tumor cell, right?
It's completely into what you call the tumor microenvironment.
Tumor microenvironment. You heard it here whispers, because I've been around to a lot of conferences in precision medicine, and nobody else has really talked about that microenvironment.
Right. So you heard tumor microenvironment, human signal engine, and fighting at the speed of the biological clock.
Right.
So 5 years from now, come and tell me what way we are at that.
Okay, we're going to do that in 5 years because you're inventing the future as we go. But I also you're doing some things to identify other companies like Navinet and others in terms of acquisition.
It's all part of the purpose. So Navinet now has an opportunity now that now covers 750 health plans. It now has access to 450,000 doctors. Now is the opportunity for me to educate every doctor at the digital moment when they actually check their patients and bring to them clinical trials and information that they could never learn before, because most doctors aren't molecular oncologists. The world of cancer has now become almost like a virologist. So we need to train a whole new cadre of doctors that trained decades ago and new doctors that are coming up now, and Navinet's that portal.
And you know what? I get it. Navinet is the portal to get the concept of the microtumor environment out to the world.
Correct.
And really change the difference at the point of care.
Correct.
That's unbelievable. Thank you so much for existing on the planet, because I don't think we could fix and improve human life, because it's not about health, it's about life. So thank you so much for the insights you shared today. HIM16, Health Innovation Media, live broadcast, Conversa Booth 11334. It's a pleasure to meet you again.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Okay.